John F. Kennedy once said, "When power corrupts, poetry cleanses."
Adam Henze is a doctoral candidate in the School of Education at Indiana University and works as a researcher at the Indiana Institute on Disability and Community. He is one of the founders of Slam Camp, a summer writing academy for teenage poets, and hosts The Power of a Sentence, a poetry writing course at the Indiana Women's Prison. Adam's work has appeared on NPR, PBS, and the Associated Press. He has one book of poetry, Written in the Dish Pit, published by Chatterhouse Press. Adam serves as the vice president of Southern Fried Poetry, Inc., and is the official poet of the Indianapolis 500. Welcome to The Poets Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Adam, what poems have you brought for us?
A grad school friend chastises me about self-care and sounds like Henry Clerval scolding Victor Frankenstein, with words taken from Mary Shelley's 1818 edition. Beloved friend, seeing that sleep has fled your eyes, I'll assume you've returned to old habits. You fancy yourself a scientist, but I impress you've only succeeded in discovering fatigue. With how very ill you appear, it seems you've employed every art to destroy yourself. While we may not be unfashioned creatures, our default need not be weak and faulty. You've absented yourself from all you love, dear cousin, consumed in your sick room, burdening your brain with exploding systems and useless names, the great ancient, that sad trash, as your father says. You say you study structures of the human frame, yet you shun the face of man. Friend, you act as if riding us back is the most abhorred task. With knowledge, you wish to overtake the winds and somehow unveil the very face of nature. To a poet, these are the ravings of insanity, for you've become the author of unalterable evil. I urge you, intimate, hear my deep and voiceless grief. Banish these dark passions and quit this filthy process. Say with lips livid with the hue of death, you refuse to walk through life a restless specter, for I've seen the way you stare into the silent lake, eyeing the pool like an unexplored ocean of truth, as if your existence is a blot upon the earth. I cannot support the horror of that continent, Victor. I will not be a hapless victim of your unhallowed arts. The construction of our souls is not so strange. No deranged mechanism needed to spark being to restore life. You must hasten to seek out the sun, behold its rise, and recommence a new day. Say what it is to live, your body free of daemons. You need not feel the fangs of remorse, fair student, or forcefully glut your carriage with the maw of death, your friend, until death. Henry Clerval. So this one is called Mother Bears, Our Golden Shovel, and a golden shovel was created by Terrence Hayes after Gwendolyn Brooks, who wrote about the golden shovel in her poem We Real Cool. So I'm reading this, but I mean, it's cooler to look at because the end of every line is the word, a word that Gwendolyn Brooks uses in We Real Cool, We Left School, We Lurk Late, We Strive Straight. So these words are at the end of each line, so I have to over-explain that, I guess. Mother Bears. Shutting off our computer screens, we ask an office mate to meet for a real quick drink. Her subsided smile says, not cool with slamming glasses at noon. Like striders, we pull our hoodies high over eyes and turn left toward the descending stair, escaping the school like rangers evading Uruk-hai. We dart past Third Street, trying not to lurk longer outside. Fingers crossed we are not late to claim our stools. Greeting the barkeep, we order Alpha Kings and watch Palpatine strike back on the bar TV. With cheese sticks straight from the oven to chomp, we prattle dad jokes. We talk office gossip. We mock friends who sing on Instagram. We commit an indefensible sin of debating politics at the bar. At drink two, we ask ourselves why we wear ourselves so thin. It makes every drink, except maybe gin. My phone rattles with an email notification, and we jump as if a cymbal crashed on counter like jazz. A forgotten office hour with my student Yi Jun. throwing dollars, my friend says softly as we leave. Sometimes grad school makes me want to die. I say, not meaning to be dreadful, it will end soon.
You've been listening to the poetry of Adam Henze on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.